Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet 2:4. Lo yikav adam shvofer shel beitza. A person is not allowed to perforate an eggshell. Shvoferes means a tube, but here it means a tube made out of eggshell. V'imel'ena shemen, and fill it up with oil. Meaning you fill the eggshell half open, half eggshell with oil. This is olive oil, let's say. And you have a hole at the bottom of it, and therefore it's a tube. V'yitnena al pi haner, and then you'd put it at the entrance to where one pours oil into his oil lamp. Bishvil shetehei minatefes, so that the oil slowly drips from the eggshell into the lamp. The idea being that if the amount of oil you have in the lamp is substantial, then it will cause the flame to burn brighter and therefore go out sooner. So by making this auxiliary receptacle made out of eggshell and let it drip in slowly into the lamp, there won't be much oil in the lamp, and therefore the flame won't burn so bright, which means that the same amount of oil will last longer. But one is not allowed to do that. Afilu yishel cheres, even if it's not an eggshell receptacle, but even if it's a cheres, an earthenware, like a clay receptacle that's doing the dripping into the lamp. Verbi Yehuda mater, Buddha says, yes, you could. You are allowed to do that. So now what's the issue here? The issue is that it's a din d'rabbanan. We're afraid that someone will come in and see this oil inside the eggshell or the clay receptacle and dip his fingers into that to take some oil for himself, like to use like a hand lotion, because in those days they often, you know, they had very dry, chapped hands often because they're working outside, etc. And that being the case, it was very customary to help oneself to a little bit of oil. And the concern is if you took oil out of that eggshell that's dripping into the lamp on Shabbos, so what's going to happen is the candle, the flame of the lamp, will go out sooner because it has less fuel. And that will be, according to the Bar Tanura, who goes like the Rosh, a violation of the Malach of Kibui, of extinguishing. By causing the fire to go out sooner, that's called Kibui, and Mechabeh is one of the 39 Malachas, one is not allowed to do. And therefore, there's a Din D'Rabbanan to preempt that from happening by saying, don't set up this auxiliary container, and therefore no one will stick their fingers in to take from that oil. The Tosfos does question how that could be considered the malacha of Kibui, in as much as it's more like a grama, it's more indirect causing of the fire to go out. It doesn't happen here and now. But Tosfos' solution is not so simple with this Mishnah. It would end up being the issue as one of Muktza. Ultimately, as much as that the oil was set aside for use for burning, not for using in your hand, therefore taking it out would be forbidden. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda lets one set up this auxiliary receptacle, whether from eggshell or from clay. And the reason why is because he understands that just the same way someone doesn't dip his finger into a lamp, he won't dip his finger into a contraption which is attached or is next to the lamp, because they understand it's for making the lamp on Shabbos, and therefore no one touches it. Aval im chibra hayotzer mitchila, mutar. However, says the Mishnah, if the way that this lamp was fabricated from the beginning, the potter, you know, the smith who made this particular lamp, set it up that way from the outset, that there was a lamp below and a receptacle above, and one put oil into the receptacle above, and that would make the lamp burn longer, then mutar, then it's permitted to have the setup, bepnei shehu kli echad, because then it's one utensil. And just the same way we're not afraid that people stick their fingers into a lamp, this is a lamp. This lamp has two parts, but it's one lamp, and therefore people understand it, and they'll separate themselves from the lamp and not touch it on Shabbos. Not only that, going back to the first idea, but lo yimale adam es ka'ara shemen, you can't even fill a little dish with oil beside and set it beside the oil lamp. V'itnena b'tzad haner, you put it there like next to the oil lamp. V'iten rosha psila besocha, and then you take the one end of the wick, meaning one end is burning at the front end of the lamp, but then you take it out, the wick through the opening on the other side where one pours oil in, and then he puts that end into the dish. So the idea is that now you've got sort of an auxiliary additional source of oil, so again the lamp will burn longer, you have more fuel, etc. Again, you can't do that Bishvil shete shoeves, even though your intention is just that you'll have more oil that'll be drawn through the wick to make your Shabbos lamp burn longer. Again, the concern is, since the lamp is separate from the dish, even though there's a wick connecting the two, people are liable to help themselves and take some oil from the dish, which again would be considered to be mechaba, extinguishing the flame, as per the Bartanura, and that's disallowed. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you could, for the same reasons before, because people understand it's a Shabbos lamp and will not stick their fingers inside of it, since it's, they understand the fuel is there to provide the Shabbos lights. The reason why we have three cases here, even though they seem kind of redundant, it's because there are two extremes here. On the one side, you have the eggshell, which is a nice clean receptacle, and therefore one is more likely to dip his fingers into it. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they won't. And then the other side of the extreme is the earthenware container. When you use oil and in an earthenware container, the whole thing becomes becomes kind of disgusting. And therefore, people will probably be more hesitant to stick their fingers inside of it. Nevertheless, the rabbis forbid it because people will ultimately do it. And the third case is even showing you just how far Rabbi Yehuda goes, that even if it's a totally separate container altogether and it's like a clean dish, even so, Rabbi Yehuda says, not a problem. People see what's going on and they don't dip their fingers in. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, so that means that one is not allowed to do any of these contraptions as long as it's not a single, unless it was made that way from the beginning, as a single two-part lamp, in which case it would be permitted as per the Tanna Kamma.